Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I never expected any of this. Like, it's just amazing how much everyone's come together to help me.
I'm Drew Nelson. A silver lining for a paraplegic man in Oklahoma City regaining his mobility after strangers step in to replace the medical gear stolen from him during two home break-ins. Alan Prudhomme said thieves broke into his southeast Oklahoma City apartment twice in 1 week, taking his wheelchair, medication, cash, and the hand controls he used to drive a vehicle. He told KFOR he woke up during the second burglary to find two men inside. One tried to pull the bag off from around his waist, while another came out of his closet carrying a box of his stuff. 8 days earlier, Prudhomme had returned home to find his front door pried open and his valuables gone. He said the second break-in left him terrified to stay alone. Police have arrested one suspect, identified as Johnny Johnson III, and charged him with first-degree burglary. Officers said he lived in the same complex. They urged residents to use good locks, cameras, and motion lights. Prudhomme said he survives on disability and can't easily replace what was stolen. After Alan's story aired, a former serviceman swooped in.
On behalf of Wheelchairs for Veterans, we'd like to present you with this manual wheelchair.
That's Stacy Reddick speaking to KFOR.
I just could not believe that somebody would steal this man's medical equipment. So we jumped all over it.
Prudhomme thanked the community for its kindness and said he plans to close his GoFundMe, which raised $10,822 of its $16,000 goal. Prudhomme wrote that the donations will help replace personal items, cover moving costs after his lease was terminated due to the burglaries, and possibly go toward a vehicle that he can use without help. More crime and justice news after this. The chief meteorologist for New Orleans TV station WDSU is on leave after police say he attacked his girlfriend while her two children slept nearby. Devin Lucy, age 48, was arrested early Sunday at his home in Marrero. He faces charges of domestic abuse with child endangerment and resisting an officer by refusing to identify himself, according to the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office. Deputies said the incident began after an argument at a festival in Gretna. The woman told police that Lucy left the event and her mother drove her back to his home. She said she pried the door open and went inside. The pair argued again. Lucy left, but later returned and allegedly punched her while she was in bed. Her two children were asleep on a couch in the living room. Deputies wrote that the woman had, quote, several small cuts and scratches on most of her upper body, as well as several welts on her forehead and face. She told investigators, quote, they wrestled and she fought back in self-defense. Deputies say Lucy had visible scratches on his face and refused to give his name or date of birth. He also refused to put on clothing or clean his injuries. Lucy was booked into the Jefferson Parish Correctional Center and later released. The station says he has been placed on leave, quote, pending the investigation. Lucy joined WDSU in 2021 and was named chief meteorologist in August after Margaret Orr retired. He is a certified broadcast meteorologist through the American Meteorological Society and has worked in Denver, Las Vegas, Washington, D.C., and Kansas City. An Indiana woman is charged with animal cruelty after police say they found her dead dog stuffed in a plastic tote soaked with chemicals. Kylie Dodd was arrested September 29th and charged with a misdemeanor count of cruelty to an animal. Court records show she posted a $150 bond and is set to appear in court on November 17th. Police said they were called to a workplace on South 6th Avenue in Beech Grove after someone reported someone dropping off, quote, a dead dog in a tote, poured chemicals on it, and left the tote at her work. Officers reported the blue tote contained a dog, quote, covered in some type of chemical and maggots. Dodd told police she found the tote near her car after leaving work 7:30 p.m. She said she opened it and saw her dog inside. She also claimed there was a note that read, quote, for Kylie, here's your dog, but told officers she later lost it. At first, she blamed another person and said they must have put the dog in the tote, but police contacted that person, who said they had not seen Dodd or the dog since March. When confronted again, officers say they, quote, made it clear it was known that she was lying about the care and custody of the dog. Dodd then changed her story. She told police, quote, the dog just died, and that she didn't know how. She admitted she no longer lived in the apartment where the dog was kept. An affidavit states, quote,
Dodd was periodically coming and checking on the dog. She told police she found the animal dead September 26 when she returned to the apartment. She said she wrapped the dog, named Maze, in a blanket and placed it in the tote while looking for, quote, someone to bury her. Investigators said Dodd acted alone. Animal control officers later took possession of the dog's remains. For the latest crime and justice news, follow Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcast app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Drew Nelson.
This is an iHeart podcast, guaranteed human.